Next up is the interview by Darren Pryor with the Dogs Trust Ireland.
And now I'm talking to Susie Carley, the Executive Director with Dogs Trust Ireland. Susie, how's it going?
Good, thank you very much. And yourself?
I'm fine, thanks, Susie. Susie, I visited you in your centre, which must be 2 years ago, over 2 years ago now. I visited one of your staff members and she gave me a tour of the centre and I interviewed her. Before we talk about your latest big campaign for greyhounds, could you just remind our listeners a bit about the work you do in Dogs Trust in Ireland on a day-to-day and annual basis, please?
Absolutely. So Dogs Trust is Ireland's largest dog welfare charity. We began our work here back in 2005 and 2006 with our education programme and our neutering campaign. And then we opened the door to our rehoming centre in Finglas in 2009. We work on the preventative and the curative approach. So on the preventative side, we have numerous campaigns to prevent stray and unwanted and surrender dogs into us and into local 30 pounds. So we have our neutering campaign, microchipping campaign. We also have a fabulous education team, which consists of six people who go around to primary schools throughout Ireland teaching children about responsible dog ownership and safety around dogs and conducting free workshops that are curriculum linked. So they're the dog owners of the future. So they're really, really important people for us to be talking to about responsible dog ownership. We also lobby government to introduce, improve and inspire new legislation going forward. So we work a lot with the department on the various different pieces of legislation. So the Dog Breeding Establishment Act, Welfare of Greyhounds Act, Greyhound Industry Act, all aspects of dog welfare throughout Ireland we'll be consulted on. So we have a fantastic working relationship with the department in that regard. And then on the curative side, we have our Fabulous Rehoming Centre here in Finglas, where we rehome up to 900 dogs in any 1 year. We take about 70% of our dogs from local 30 pounds throughout Ireland. And we've opened our puppy wing here in 2014. So we rehome a lot more puppies now because we might take in a pregnant mum and all of a sudden we're rehoming 10 to 12 little ones thereafter. And we take in where when required, vulnerable and stray dogs that might need immediate veterinary care when we have room. So there's a lot of work that happens here. And then we have our fabulous fundraising team because we receive no government funding. So all the fantastic work that we do is down to our fantastic supporters who contribute to our work and help us do the work that we do.
Yeah, you get no government funding, do you not know?
No, we receive no government funding at all. So it's down to our supporters, as I say, and our volunteers who volunteer their time for people who donate bedding and donate goods, donate their time at events, foster our dogs and our puppies that need temporary homes when we don't have space, and give indeed our puppies the best possible start in life so they're able to go to a family and get used to the sound of a hairdryer and a washing machine and what a stair is. Looks like. So those early days for socialization are key. So it's through people and through the kindness of people that we're able to do the work that we do.
I presume the government fund your wages though, your staff members' wages, do they?
No, absolutely no government funding whatsoever. No. So we really do rely on that support that we receive from the public.
Yeah.
So they're amazing. Absolutely amazing. They really are part of the family.
Yeah, you do amazing work. This is my third time interviewing you, you know. Your latest campaign is for greyhounds and it's called Grey Watch and it's the reason why we're talking today on radio. To talk about this campaign itself first, can you tell me why you believe greyhounds need this specific campaign on their behalf?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, greyhounds are the most amazing dogs. And what we have found that over the years that they take on average is twice as long to rehome as some of the other breeds in our rehoming centre. And they're a challenge across the country for various rescues and local 30 pounds to rehome. So what we wanted to do was to launch a campaign, as you quite rightly said, it's hashtag Greywatch, and that's I suppose it's a witty take on what would have been the popular 80s TV series, if you remember Baywatch back in the day. And that's known for beautiful people running on the beach, and that's exactly what greyhounds love to do. So what we want to do is to dispel the misconceptions that people have about these amazing sentient beings, and just to tell people a little bit more about them and just how incredibly fun and loyal and loving and quiet creatures they are, who don't necessarily need as much exercise as people think, and who really are a family-friendly pet.
Yeah, I was reading up on your campaign for the last few days, and I was learning more about them. You know, I think I know a lot about them now, but compared to what I didn't know, I didn't know that, like, this is kind of uncommon, I think, amongst dogs, but pretty much all greyhounds love to sleep on the couch. Is that true?
That's absolutely true, and that's one of the biggest challenges, I suppose, people have in their house. Do they have a big enough sofa? Whatever about a big enough house or garden is, do you have a big enough bed and do you have a big enough sofa? Because that's where they love to be. And I think because so many people are used to see them racing, that they don't imagine, they can't picture them in their own house. So it really is to highlight to the public all the wonderful characteristics and traits that they have and how they are suitable for being a pet, and also to help us protect them, because we know that many greyhounds, ex-racing greyhounds, have been exported over the years to countries that don't meet the same welfare standards as we have here in Ireland. We know that in 2016, there was a number of greyhounds stopped in Heathrow Airport who were trying to be exported over to Macau, which will be the Yat Yin Young Canodrome racing track in the Chinese province, to race. And it has, when I say the most deplorable racing conditions, that's an understatement. And we don't want to see greyhounds treated any other way than we would treat them in our own country. So we work very closely with the Irish Greyhound Board and other members of the greyhound racing industry, other welfare groups and veterinary groups in what's called the International Greyhound Forum, to work collaboratively to improve the welfare of greyhounds in the racing industry, the greyhound racing industry in Ireland. Now, granted, we started at a very low base when that group was formed, but we have made significant strides in that regard. So from the cradle to grave approach to how we look after our greyhounds from the very first day they were born to when they retire, and getting them into loving homes when they finish their racing career. So the last thing we want them to do is to be exported to countries in a way that we can't look after them. So we have proposed an amendment to the Greyhound Industry Bill, along with the welfare members of the International Greyhound Forum and the Irish Greyhound Board, to basically create a white list of countries to which the export of greyhounds can be permitted. So that's currently in with the department at the moment. So we're asking the public to contact their local TDs. We have all the information on our website, dogstrust.ie, where they can get in the information to download the letter to send to their TDs, and help us to protect these greyhounds. Help us to get this export of greyhound bans, and that it sends the right message out internationally that we're safeguarding our greyhounds in Ireland, and we hope that other countries will follow suit in this regard.
I think it's Tommy Bruin that put down the amendments in the Dáil, is it?
So Tommy, Deputy Tommy Bruin, has been fantastic, and he tabled a private member's bill with exactly the same amendment, Darren. So if in effect, would ban the export of greyhounds. So that's currently with the private member's bill at the moment. So that's going through one stream, and then on a separate stream, we have the greyhound industry bill. I guess we're trying to hit it from all angles to ensure that it gets passed through and has a statutory footing in that regard.
I had a couple of questions to you, but about your lobbying to government. I think you've already answered them. Is there any kind of latest news you can give us as regards what's going on with lobbying, or is it still kind of in the process, or what? Like, is it going to be news? Kind of, is it going to happen anytime soon, do you think?
I really, really hope so. As I said, we've submitted our case. I presented to the Joint Directive Committee, who were undergoing pre-legislative scrutiny on the Greyhound Industry Bill last year. And we put forward all the reasons that we believed this ban on the export of greyhounds is paramount, and other aspects of the Greyhound Industry Bill that we would like looked at. For example, the recording of statistics, because we know how many greyhounds are bred in Ireland every year. We know how many are registered, but there's a large number of greyhounds. We're unsure as to where they are. So just having full traceability for the greyhounds, where they are, where they're going, and how we can protect them from cradle to grave. We're also working in the International Greyhound Forum to look at the greyhounds that enter into local authority pounds, and in particular the ones that are ex-racing greyhounds or would have been tattooed or microchipped, and how we can really track those numbers, and how we can create an accurate picture of the numbers of greyhounds entering into the pounds, the number of greyhounds that are being put to sleep. Over half the greyhounds that were entered into the pound system and the latest dog control statistics were put to sleep, and a huge number were transferred to welfare organisations, and there is tremendous work on all the members of the International Greyhound Forum to work on protecting these greyhounds and rehoming them. But I think we just need to educate the public. So we did a survey last year with Behaviours and Attitude, and over 98% of people we had surveyed had never owned a greyhound. And over half of those stated it was because they never even thought of it. So those 53% of people who never even thought of it, they're the people we want to talk to. They're the ones we think we need to tell these people how amazing these sentient beings are, how much fun they are, and how much joy they'll bring to your life. When we're creating the video, we put out a call to our supporters and our friends on social media to send us in pictures and videos of their greyhounds. And the response was overwhelming. It really and truly was. The people talking about them as their pets, coming straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak, at how amazing these animals are as pets. And I think that really is, I really think that proves a point that they are amazing pets, and the response being so fantastic, and it's to spread that message. And that's why the video for hashtag Greywatch has been shared so much on social media, and people really kind of rethinking about facts and dispelling the misconceptions about greyhounds. They're so quirky and funny. They're entertaining pets, and you can really see that on the video, and you can really see that for people who sent in their videos. There's also quite an assumption that greyhounds can't live with smaller animals or smaller dogs. And while every greyhound, of course, can't do that, such as every other type of dog, we'd always be cautious when rehoming a dog to another home, to a home that has a smaller dog or a cat. We would always have a meet beforehand. So we do a dog meet or a cat meet. We've done chicken meets, horse meets, where the potential dog owner would meet, the two dogs would meet. And it's the same way with greyhounds, but that they can. And you can see that from the video, from the pictures that people have sent in of these two, you know, cats and greyhounds cohabiting beautifully. And there's also quite a misconception that the greyhounds are very aloof dogs, and they like to keep themselves.
As well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose that could easily come from, and it's a very good point, Darren, because people see greyhounds when they're out and about, and they're more often than not there. Muzzled because of the nature, their instinct, you know, to chase, perhaps if they have been racing. So as a safety precaution, you know, we would always be the same. We'd encourage those greyhounds to be muzzled, but it certainly doesn't mean that they're dangerous. So they're loving, they're social, they're super nosy. So they're very inquisitive, and they're fast. I mean, they can run up to 45 miles an hour, so they are fast. But then they get two good bursts of walk, 15, 20 minute walks a day, and they are on your sofa, and that's them done for the day. So you know, that's a really common misconception.
So they're actually one of the most gentle dogs, are they? Yeah?
They really are gentle giants.
You were saying there that half a greyhound, like a cent of pounds every year, get put down, but yous don't actually put down dogs, don't you, in your centre, unless they're like, they have a serious condition or something. Is that true, is it?
Yeah, so Dogs Trust never ever destroys a healthy dog. So all the dogs that come into our rehoming centre stay with us until the day that they pass, at the day that they're rehomed, and we have a fabulous sponsor dog campaign for some of our longer term residents, which you can see information more about online. It's when the welfare of the dog becomes affected, or they are medically in a position where it's not fair to them to be in this world, that a very serious and decision is taken to put to sleep in the kindness of the animal. But other than that, they're here. We have the most wonderful training and behaviour team who work with some of our longer term residents or dogs that might have come into us needing behaviour modification programs, very, very fearful of people, of dogs, of themselves. So we work really closely with those dogs. We have a low stress unit here in the centre with three specially designed, I suppose it's apartment type kennels, so that they can go to the various areas to get away from it all, and they get dedicated programs to help them overcome behaviour, anxiety issues. So we work with them very closely, and our canine carers are just truly amazing at bringing dogs that have come into us from all walks of life. And a lot of the time we don't know what their background has been, because they've come to us from a local authority pound, perhaps, where they've been found straying. We don't know their background, but the transformation in the dogs, some of the dogs that you come in and you think, oh my goodness, how is this dog going to transform? And then within weeks and sometimes months and sometimes even longer, but when you see them walking out that door to their forever home, and you get the emails back from people that they're now forever owners, it's just truly transformation. It's truly amazing.
Okay. So, is there any other information you would like to get across to our listeners on greyhounds and how our listeners can help the animals, and indeed help Dogs Trust in general?
Yeah, so your listeners can very much help us with our hashtag Greyhound campaign, and that's by going onto our website, www.dogstrust.ie, clicking on the Greyhound tab, downloading our letter and our information to TDs, and just pinging that note off and asking your local TD to support you, and in essence us, and who the real people are is Irish Greyhounds, on the exports, that they will find loving homes within Ireland, but we don't want to see them being exported to countries that don't meet the same welfare standards as we have here. And also to go to our social media, follow us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, and share our campaign far and wide. And for someone that you think, you know what, a greyhound might be the perfect dog for them, tag your friend in them, tag your family, and share our message far and wide, and help us to protect greyhounds. And if you're looking for a fabulous four-legged friend, visit your local authority pound, your local rescue centre, and indeed Dogs Trust, and find out more information on how you can adopt and the perfect breed for you, because everybody's different. Everybody's circumstances are very, very different. So we sit down with the potential adopters, and we go through their circumstances, what kind of a lifestyle they have, and we try to match the perfect dog with the perfect owner so that they can remain in their forever home forever.
Okay, Susie, it's great talking to you today for the first time. It's a very interesting conversation talking about greyhounds. My parents' neighbours, they were living there beside them up until about a year or two ago. They're originally from the north and of Ireland, and they moved back to Donegal there about a year ago. And they got a greyhound a couple of years ago. So they're living in the country now. So I presume he's having a great time, you know.
Oh, fantastic. That's really good to hear, Darren. Really good to hear.
Thanks, Darren, for that interview.